Hi, I'm Standard Damage, and thank you for joining me for the Just Me podcast, a personal podcast where I share my thoughts on content creation as it pertains to mental health, relationships, personal struggles, and triumphs. If you like my content and would like to hear more of it, you can always catch me live at twitch.tv/standarddamage. And you can find me at Standard Damage on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Also, please know that this podcast premieres every Thursday in the Pixel by Pixel Studios Discord as a part of our advanced streaming theory class. If you would like to join us for these premieres, as well as the class itself, including a question and answer period after the podcast release, please see the description of this podcast for the invite link. Our podcast relies on support from listeners like yourself. If you would like to support the podcast directly, go to anchor.fm/standarddamage and click on the support button, or you can also support us directly through our Twitch page. Thank you again for joining me. Here's the podcast. So for today's podcast, I want to talk about something that not a lot of content creators and content creator coaches discuss in their YouTube videos, their podcasts, while they're streaming, things like that. And it's something where I'm actually the opposite of that situation. I talk about this quite a bit. And I think the reason why a lot of content creators don't bring this up is because it sometimes contradicts to the other messages we try to put out there. Like, we talk about how hard we work. We talk about how passionate we are about our content. But what we don't discuss is taking days off. And again, part of it is because it contradicts the other lessons we want to teach you, but also because people do have a tendency to take days off too far. Like, when we say to somebody, all right, we want you to go ahead and take a day off. If you really need to take a day off, a mental health day is a really great thing to do. People will have a tendency to want to take a mental health day every day, or every other day, or it gets to the point where they are not working on their content at all. And that's not the message that we want to portray here. All right. A mental health day is something that is very, very, very critical to your content creation. But like everything, it also needs to be done in moderation. So I'm going to start out by explaining to you how my day went yesterday. Yesterday, I got up without an alarm of any kind, which was absolutely wonderful. I had one appointment yesterday, and that was for them to come fix the window in the studio, which did thankfully happen. It almost didn't happen. And after yours truly had a very long talk with the glass company, they came out yesterday and got it all fixed and taken care of. So we got that done. And while they were working on it, of course, I couldn't be in the studio working on anything anyway while they were working on the glass. So I decided to start attacking the shelves where I keep a lot of my collectibles and my pops. I've kind of had a renewed interest in some of that again. So I reorganized that, got a lot of the living room cleaned up. We've recently taken everything else out of our last storage unit that we had, and we're starting to pare all that stuff down, get rid of the things that don't matter, get rid of the things that we don't care about. Either they're getting donated, some things are honestly just getting thrown away because they're pretty junky, things like that. Then when I was done with all of that, I meditated for an hour just to make sure I kept my mindset solid. And when I was done with that, I grabbed the Pose Lego X-Wing Fighter and built that, and that pretty much took up the rest of my day. Now, telling you all of this, my question to you to think about would be, did anything I did yesterday benefit or further the content I create? The answer to that, surprisingly, is yes, it did. Even though I didn't do any direct work whatsoever, I didn't do any channel improvements, I didn't start developing the YouTube channel, I didn't record this podcast, I didn't do jack shit in the studio yesterday. Yet it was one of the greatest things I could have done that benefits my content because I took the break that I needed. A break that, again, I haven't taken in a month and a half. When I actually got to the end of August, which August, for those of you that follow my content, you guys know that August on Twitch was just beyond anything the channel has ever seen before. We really just knocked it out of the park with everything that we did. The community was insanely supportive, and it left me after the end of the month with the feeling that I want every single stream to be an event. Because of all the events that happened, I just had the best time I've ever had streaming in my life. The amount of satisfaction, the amount of laughter, the amount of entertainment for everybody involved was just absolutely crazy. And when you have something like that, when you realize that that is something that you're capable of, that you can handle that stress level and you can build things out like that, and you have a new sense of, I can do this, that goes a very long way. And you want more of it. So what you have a tendency to do is, instead of taking the time off necessary and allowing your brain to reset, you immediately jump into either action mode or planning mode. And by the way, both of those are wrong after something like that. What you need to do first is you need to allow yourself a reset of some kind. You need to actually completely disengage, no matter how passionate you are. You need to disengage from your content. You need to take your breath. You need to take a breather. You need to do something different. And again, that includes usually a change of location. As much as I wanted to come into the studio yesterday when I was taking my mental health day, taking my day off, and play some Marvel's Avengers, that wasn't going to happen yesterday. I wanted to stay out of the studio. I wanted to do other things. I wanted to make my environment a bit nicer. I wanted to start building some of those Lego sets because it's fun, because it's a great mental health exercise for me. And this is the same thing that I'm going to recommend again to all of you. Because when you allow yourself those days to completely disengage, the very next day you come into your studio, you come into your workspace, and you are going to find you work at double the speed, if not four times the speed and efficiency that you would have before. You come back with a refreshed view. You actually had a chance to miss the thing you're passionate about. And that is a very, very, very key thing. Give yourself just a day, fam. Just a day. The rest of the week, I work a minimum of 72 hours on the project. So why should I deny myself that one day off? The answer is you shouldn't. You absolutely should not. You truly need to take the time and allow yourself to breathe. Allow yourself to think. Allow yourself to just simply enjoy life, because what is going to happen is not only do you come back with a refreshed view and much higher efficiency, but you also come back with something that you cannot put a price tag on, and that is fresh ideas. Because you're not so buried in the projects that you're working on that you can't see the forest for the trees. Everything. After your day off, after you've taken that breather, when you come back and get to work, is easier. You are not burned out. And by the way, no matter how passionate you are about what you do, no matter how much you are clipping along saying to yourself, oh, I'm fine, I'm good, I'm fine, I'm good, I'm fine, I'm good. Guess what? You're fine and you're good until you're suddenly not anymore. So even if you're not quite feeling the burn right now, even if you're not feeling crispy, as a preemptive strike against burnout, I highly recommend that you take that day off. The Just Me podcast will continue after a word from our sponsor. Now, I want to come back around full circle and say again that this is not something you should be doing every single day. What I will say, though, is that whether you are a full-time content creator like myself, or you are doing the double duty thing where you are working a day job on top of your content creation, you still need to allow yourself one day where you do nothing related to either. Never, ever, ever take something that you are passionate about and destroy it by overworking it. Again, you need to be passionate about it. You need to work very, 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 very hard. But don't overdo it to the point where you lose sight of why you started doing this to begin with. You did it because it was something you loved to do. You did it because you wanted to hang out with people and be with people. You did it because you wanted to make a difference. If you overwork, I can guarantee you, you are going to lose sight of all of that. And why, as content creators, we need constant reminders of this? I would say I have no idea, but I guess in reality, family, I do. And that's because we get so passionate that we want to dive into it. I wake up and the very first thing I do is I turn on the computer and I open up Asana, which is my note-taking software, and I begin to look at what I need to do that day, what I need to be prepared for. I open up my Google Calendar, do the same thing. I don't even give myself a chance to get my first sip of coffee, and I'm already diving into it. It's gotten so bad some days, family, that I have actually had to put meditate on my to-do list, which is something that should just be automatic. But I have to leave myself that reminder to take those precious moments out for some self-care. But again, do not think that means that every single day that you're going to be able to just take a day off. That's not the way it works. You need to take days off to take care of yourself, but make it a regular scheduled thing. One day off per week, and I mean complete day off. Again, turn off your Discord. Stay away from your computer if possible, unless you're going to play a game or something like that. I get that. But try to stay even away from the space. Completely disconnect. For fuck's sakes, go outside and do something. All right. But give yourself that mental and visual relief from the things that you do. I cannot say it enough, and I cannot stress it enough. And to put an exclamation point on what I am saying here, after taking a day off yesterday, I already have all of my work for the day done. That's why I'm actually recording the podcast now while this is all fresh on my mind, because fam, I got everything done in 2 hours. Things that might have taken me all day just a few days ago. Now I have all of this extra time to work on other things like the podcast. I can develop more Streamloops cards, all the things that I mentioned earlier that I felt, you know, needed to get done. Now I have the time to do it, get more into my emails, reach out to contacts, things like that. There's all this stuff now I'm going to be able to do. And by the way, I do still have a podcast with Shen's TV tonight. So I'm actually sandwiching my time, which sometimes is even more distracting, but I'm going to be able to get it done. And I want you all to have that same opportunity. I want you all to know that you need to do this for yourself on a regular basis. One day, family, one day, you will be amazed at the difference that it makes. One day away from the computer, away from the screens as much as possible. I know our phones are hard to get away from, by the way. Believe me, I live that every day. Oh, and by the way, family, did you happen to notice that I actually discussed housework when I was talking about my day off, when I was talking about spending that day away from the computers and all that? It doesn't necessarily have to be something that, I don't know, that has to be, you know, play time or toy time or whatever the case may be. You can actually get other things done around your house, but be doing something different. That is the key. Do something completely different so that the other 6 days of the week that you're working on it, you can work on it with all of the passion, all of the energy, all of the love, and all of the efficiency that you should be. Most importantly, taking this kind of approach, when you have a fresh mental perspective on your content and how you handle things and the things you do, that also means that your community is going to benefit as well, both on the things you do on screen and off. If you can get tasks done faster, that means that you're going to have more to show your community on the very next stream. In addition, again, a fresh mental perspective, you're going to be more entertaining while you're on the camera. It is just that simple. Think about it. Can you spare one day of the week to go do something else? Yes, you can. You can totally do that. Take that one day. If you have a family, go spend it with your family. Let the virtual realm stay in the virtual realm for a day. Trust me, it'll still be there when you get back. I don't think anybody's going to be canceling the internet anytime soon. Things may change, things may develop, but that one precious day to be yours that you can do with what you will, where you're not subject to anybody else's demands, but your own and what you want to do is vital, is key. And I can't say it enough, and I can't stress it enough. And by the way, family, I know I've repeated myself several times. I'm doing it for a reason. Because if I need 18 reminders, I'm sure others do too. Please take the time to take a day and take care of yourself and take care of the things that need to be done so that when you come back to focus on your content, you can focus on your content. You can focus on your community. You can do the things that need to be done. I promise you, your community will thank you for it. And more importantly, you will thank yourself for it. Now, family, before I close today, I want to take just a second to let you know that this podcast will now have a regular schedule. We will premiere these every single Thursday in the Pixel by Pixel Studios Discord as part of the Advanced Streaming Theory class. So you will hear it there first, and then I will be posting it on the Just Me podcast shortly afterwards. So again, if you would love to join us for a question and answer session and hear these as they premiere, please join us in the Pixel by Pixel Studios classroom channel every Thursday starting at 6 p.m. Eastern, which will be followed by Marble Team, where we go out and actually visit other Marble streamers as a community starting at 7 p.m. Eastern sharp. These podcasts will always be made available after the class on Thursdays, and that way they'll be there. You can listen to them immediately or you can listen to them over the weekend. But again, that will always give you access to the content that we discuss in the class itself. Again, if you can join us for the classes, please do, because it does give you opportunities to ask me questions after the fact, not just on the podcast itself, but on anything involving your own content creation and your own content growth. Everyone, that's it for this week's podcast. I love you all dearly, and I'll see you next week. Hello, everybody. Standard Damage here again, and I just want to stop in and say thank you for listening to the Just Me podcast. Again, if you want to catch up with me outside of the podcast realm, you can always catch up with me live at twitch.tv/standarddamage, and you can also catch up with me on both Twitter and Instagram at Standard Damage. But wherever and whenever our paths cross again, know that a big, bald, goofy podcaster loves you from the bottom of his heart. Have a great night, everyone.